solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Time to have a little more fun about music that made its mark and the people who made that music. Good morning. I'm Craig Adams.
I'm Matt Douglas.
And I'm John Basala.
John is here talking about people who have departed over the past year. And I guess late here in the year, John, somebody from the Easy Beats.
Yes, yeah, Stevie Wright, 68 years old, died on December 27th. He ended up being considered Australia's first international pop star because he's the lead singer of the Easy Beats. Now, the Easy Beats had a ton of hits in their homeland. They only had one really big one in the United States. That was the song you just heard, Friday on My Mind, in which Stevie was the lead vocalist. Well, the Easy Beats disbanded in 1969, and Wright formed numerous other groups and was a solo act for the rest of his time in the rock and roll industry.
Now we have a song that I think most everyone has heard.
Mm-hmm. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
Written by Joe South, I believe.
Yep, that's right.
Lynn Anderson here.
There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
What do we know about Lynn?
Well, what we know about Lynn is that she's a multi-award winner, and this helped her in having a crossover appeal. She had regular television exposure on the Lawrence Welk Show as a member of the Lawrence Welk Show, which helped her to become one of the most popular and successful country singers of the 1970s. She broke some ground. She was the first female country artist to win the American Music Award in 1974, as well as the first to headline and sell out Madison Square Garden in that same year.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Let's go back also to the 1970s, but someone who played up until recently. Chris Squire from Yes, passing on this year.
English bassist and founding member of Yes. He was the only member to play on all 21 of their studio albums, and Yes formed in 1968 with singer John Anderson. Now, Chris Squire made two solo albums, one of which was a Christmas album, and the other album I think was called Fish Out of Water, which had some, which had him stretching out what he was doing. But this particular song, All Good People, was the second part of Your Move and All Good People.
All right. I think here we focus on drumming, right?
Mm-hmm.
No Ringo Starr.
Well, Ringo Starr was there. He's playing the tambourine on the single version of Love Me Do. On the album version, he actually gets to play the drum. And the story was is that the Beatles, being pushed by their producer, got rid of Pete Best as the drummer. And he still wasn't totally sold on Ringo Starr. Hmm. So they brought in the session musician Andy White, who recorded the drums on the single version of Love Me Do. He also is reported to have been on the single version of P.S. I Love You and the P.S. I Love You B-side. And then what's really entertaining is that Andy White drummed on P.S. I Love You, backing the Smithereens on their second Beatles tribute album.
Oh, wow.
So he retired in 1975. And oh, remember the song by Tom Jones? It's Not Unusual.
Sure.
He's the drummer there, too.
Wow. Let's move forward a little bit to a song from somebody who's one of their last concert appearances happened to be at this past summer's Lorain County Fair.
Wow.
Three Dog Night, and Corey Wells with lead vocals here.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be.
Three Dog Night had many, many hits through the 70s.
This is their biggest hit, though, Mama Told Me Not to Come, written by Randy Newman. He also is the lead singer on Shambhala, which my brother really likes, and Play Something Sweet, which was a lesser hit. And in 1978, Corey Wells put out a solo album, which had a lot of disco-ish stuff on it, and it was pretty good. But I'm a big fan of Mama Told Me Not to Come from Three Dog Night.
And Bruce and I talked about this passing. Lemmy remembered.
So many rockers took to social media to mourn the death of Motorhead frontman Lemmy. Kiss's Paul Stanley called him one of a kind. Ozzy Osbourne tweeted, "Lost one of my best friends. He will be sadly missed. He was a warrior and a legend." The official Twitter account of Rush remembered him as a true original. Motley Crue's Nikki Sixx refers to Lemmy as a pillar of dignity. Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers says Lemmy was his hero, while Metallica writes, "Lemmy, you are one of the primary reasons this band exists." Lemmy died on Monday. David Blaustein, ABC News.
John Lemmy was 70.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, he was one of these survivors. He's taken drugs and alcohol, yet he still managed to rock and roll and go around the world. Now, he was in Hawkwind first, and the very last song that he wrote for Hawkwind was called Motorhead. Guess where he got the name for his group? The last song he wrote for Hawkwind was Motorhead, and then we had Motorhead. And he started out in the 1960s in a rock group called the Rockin' Vickers. Then he was in a psychedelic band, and tying it into Andy White, who played for the Beatles, the Motorhead leader Lemmy saw the Beatles perform at the Cavern Club when he was 16 years old, and then he learned to play along on guitar to their first album, Please Please Me. And he enjoyed the sarcasm of John Lennon. So that's there's a little Beatles tie with Motorhead and Lemmy Kilmister.
In his time, of course, they never got in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And not long ago, he basically said, "I don't care.
I really don't care about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're in the Walk of Fame outside the Guitar Center. That means more to me than the Cleveland Hall of Fame. I've never seen such a waste of space in my life. The biggest room there is the gift shop. And they lost a jacket of mine, too. They borrowed a jacket and a pair of boots and a guitar off me, and they lost the jacket. Lost it, sure. Somebody from there is wearing it."
Oh, my.
And, of course, the classic Motorhead tune is Ace of Spades from 1976. Yeah. Although there's other one. There's one on an album called, it's a song called Rock and Roll, not that there's, not the Led Zeppelin song. There's a rock and roll song by Motorhead, which is really great, in my opinion.
John Basala, local music historian and collector. John, that's it for the audio today, and our segment's about up. But I wanted to ask one more question. Was there somebody on, you know, your pages and pages of material here that you really had a thing for, so to speak, that you thought, hey, this is a really cool artist?
Well, quite frankly, I was shocked about Lemmy, you know, because he's been going on and going on and going on, living a tough lifestyle. And I thought, well, maybe he's one of those individuals just going to be lucky and live almost like forever. So I was sad to hear some reports on the internet indicated that he had an incredibly fast cancer, a cancer that was eating him up and that they only discovered a few days ago, and then all of a sudden he's gone. That's really sad. Well, Ernie Maresca, a lot of these individuals I'm a big fan of.
Well, John, thank you so much for stopping by today, spending your time with us. And hopefully we can do it again next year, and maybe the list won't be so expansive.
Yes, that would be nice.
All right. Thanks, John.